قرآن كويست. Yes, please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني،
غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran. We have arrived on chapter 19 of the Quran, that's chapter Mary, and on verse 31. And to help us with the discussions, we have with us our dear and beloved Habib. Brother Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Peace be upon you all.
And I'd like to begin the show by congratulating you and our wonderful audiences for this month of worship. We're coming to the end. That's very sad that we're missing that this month is going to pass. But we're also very happy that we managed to fast and obey God subhanahu wa ta'ala during this time. It really is a blessing to be able to worship God and obey Him. Let's listen to verse 31 onwards from chapter 19, chapter Mary, and we'll be back for our discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا.
And he has made me blessed wherever I am, and has enjoined upon me prayer and zakah as long as I remain alive.
وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا.
And made me dutiful to my mother, and he has not made me a wretched tyrant.
وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ
And peace is on me the day I was born, and the day I will die, and the day I am raised alive.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verses 31 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran. That is chapter Mary. Now, last week when we were speaking, we left off at the issue of zakat. We don't want to get into too much details on zakat. But it does seem that when you're reading the Quran, you see a lot of insistence on zakat, on paying, as if the finance, the economy here is very central in the Quran, the paying of the money. And some people will ask, is paying money so important about religion? Is religion all about paying money? So can you please explain here about zakat and why zakat is so central in the Islamic belief?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yes, money is important. Let's just get that out clear. Let it out. Anyone who wants to hear it, let it hear it. Money is vital. Money talks. Money is important. So when you it is important, it is vital, like we stated, then you have another factor. And that is that poverty sometimes could be caused by disasters, by bad luck, what we call bad luck, actually. And for example, someone was born into a poor family. Was it with his hands that he has no money? For example, someone lost his lost his properties by, for example, natural causes or natural disasters. So poverty can be caused sometimes without your hand, without my hand. It could fall upon us. Same thing with wealth, of course.
It can be poor, but it won't be, but not necessarily because of your own fault.
Yeah.
With no fault of your own.
Same thing with wealth. It's not your fault. You're wealthy. You came out of your mommy's tummy and you see that daddy was a successful businessman, and all of a sudden you become a president. Now, coming to that, when religion comes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his prophets, and when he wants to, how do I say, test us, if you could say, or wants us to follow an order, society has to be in order as well. It has to be intact as well. How does it become intact? How does it become well-ordered, well-preserved? It comes by the leader and, of course, the leader's divine message, or the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, which we will talk more about, inshallah ta'ala, after the break.
All right, let's take a break and we'll talk more about that just after the break, the importance of zakat. All right, let's take a break.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
You're back on IRIV English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're talking about the importance of zakat and why Islam insists so much on zakat. So to sum up what you said before the break, God's religion has been delivered to us for the community to flourish. And for the community to flourish, God's religion has been delivered for us to flourish. And for us to flourish, the community must be correct and appropriate, upright, so that we can flourish as a community. And you were saying that wealth is important in that, in order to support the poor.
Yeah. Now, understanding the situations we're going through, we as a society are one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how he gives importance to the person with money, he also gives importance to the person with no money. This is a creation, that is a creation. They are one. They're both human beings. They both deserve to live. They both deserve to have the chance to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reach that goal that all human beings are supposed to reach or have the potential to reach. So there has to be a law or a rule in which that these who are suffering from poverty have a chance to stand on their feet. That's very vital. That's very important. This is the key to it, giving them a chance to stand on their feet. So here comes an obligation where how do you make this happen? How do you make this possible? You have to look at where the money is and try to make it reach to those in need, or those who are going through this hardship and need to stand on their feet, have a chance to stand on their feet. So the best way possible is to take a percentage from those who are wealthy. And it's not that much of a percentage. If you could go ahead and view it, it's like a very small amount of money. It's either like, it's going to be like around 10%, usually around 10%, which usually they are obligated to give, other than the normal charities, right? Like the charities that they want to do themselves. These are obligations. Also keeping in mind that even those who are wealthy, what do they own? They own their own money. The wealth is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mal malullah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, wealth or money. It's his creations. And we will see this more, inshallah ta'ala, in the coming verses when we talk about inheritance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits these things after the death. And really just going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, in the best possible manner, that he's the one that gave it to you, and then he's the one that is going to take it back. It's like something that you're using. This is the reality. The wealth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wealth. He's like a creditor or a person that gives us, is loaning us something. And he will take it back whenever he wants. Now, when it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's money, he acts with it how he wants. He orders us to do with it whatever he wants. It's his money. It's his wealth. Thus, we see in the sayings that on the day of judgment, the poor people will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they want their rights that were taken away, that was taken away from them during their lives by the wealthy, because the wealthy did not give their share of the wealth that was spread out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation.
Okay, thank you very much for that explanation. So to sum up, the zakat and charity and religious taxes are levied because in order to support the community, specifically the poor, and also the community with its identity in some cases. So it's all about ourselves. We're paying it and it's being invested, reinvested on ourselves,
yes,
one way or another. And because everything we have belongs to God, God has this right.
Just look at the negative things that poverty brings up.
And this
stealing, killing, robbing, and you know the many different things that poverty brings up. You know, COVID. It really started off with poverty. How did it start off with poverty? So other than that, for example, the corruption that also starts to happen, you know, the lying that starts to happen, and really just this poverty brings up, just causes
all
societies
sorts of
evil to shake, actually. It's like an earthquake that you cannot stop unless you give it money.
So these charities are reinvested for our poor to stop these evils from occurring, including illnesses, diseases, and reinvested to bolster our unity and our identity. Thank you very much. And those are both obviously very important for a community to have. Let's take our much delayed break and we'll be back quickly for our final discussion on these two verses. Don't go away.
Return to Him day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to Him in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to Your endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to You in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 31 and 32 from chapter Mary of the Quran, chapter 19. Let's sum up verses 31 and 32. We talked about the zakat. Jesus says that he's here to maintain the salat, the zakat, to be good to his mother. And God has not made me self-willed and wretched. Can you give us a general explanation about these and whether these have been listed in the priority that we should give them?
Now, of course, they're all very important. They're all priorities. They are, but all of them have their importance. And I'm not going to state that they were put in order, but you could see, like, most of the times, first of all, they bring up in the verses, usually it's brought up prayers, then it's brought up alms. So it's like, because the reason, like how we talked about the importance of alms, it's really just to keep society intact. When you keep society intact, then you could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any, you know, these problems. So the important thing for every human being, the most important thing, the essential thing, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, it's the most important thing. So you start it off. But because you live in a society, you need a society to live, comes the second part.
Zakat.
So like,
charities.
Yeah, because to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how you can't without any problems, without to have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have a correct society. So first of all, the main goal, then what the goal needs or requires for it to happen or to be able to reach its potential, and that is a correct society.
All right, thank you very much. So basically what Jesus is listing here, salat, zakat, respect to one's mother, and not being self-willed and wretched are the pillars to a flourishing community. Thank you very much. That's all the time that we have. But if you missed our program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of contemplation on the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You.